Welcome to the Stream of Fire, our weekly broadcast brought to you by thedivinelibrary.com, where you will understand the Bible through history, culture, and language. Join us now in our series, The Tour of the Tabernacle. Today's speaker is Tom Almanza. Welcome and thanks for listening. Today, we will discuss the importance of the tabernacle in our series, The Tour of the Tabernacle. Exodus 25, verses 8 through 9 says, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it." There is so much precise detail concerning the tabernacle in the scriptures that it is the single most described object and subject in the entire Bible. In relation to creation, two chapters of the Bible were written to detail all of creation, including the earth, skies, and seas, with all their inhabitants. But 50 chapters of the Bible were devoted to the tabernacle that we've just read about. In God's plan, it took only 6 days to create the heaven and the earth, yet it took 40 days to instruct Moses concerning this tabernacle and all that should happen within it. We marvel at the wonder and beauty of creation. Think of the Grand Canyon, 277 miles long, 18 miles wide, 6,000 feet deep. Niagara Falls, the vertical drop of more than 165 feet with over 225,000 cubic feet of water per second. Yellowstone National Park, with 3,468 square miles of volcanoes and geysers, lakes, canyons, rivers, valleys, and all kinds of wildlife. The Colorado Rockies, the mountain range with several mountains over 14,000 feet. Carlsbad Caverns, over 119 known caves beneath the Earth's surface. Think of the Northern Lights of Alaska, Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, the Redwood Forests of California, the Rolling Hills of Pennsylvania. Indeed, even our own country is breathtaking. We marvel at God's creation. But now we stand here before the tabernacle. There is no splendor on the outside. There is no beauty to behold. Those walls that you can see are 7.5 feet high, and they're only made of white linen. The top of the inner tabernacle that you can see is made of that tough and ugly badger skin. It's the same kind of skin that all the ordinary tents in the Israelite camps are made of. So then, why did God give so much attention to this? Why did God give so much detail concerning this rather unusual tent in the wilderness? The answer is because this tabernacle that you can see in your mind's eye was a shadow of the Messiah that should come. This tabernacle was a type and a picture of Jesus Christ. Read Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, with Jesus Christ in mind. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." No wonder why creation is given so little attention, while the tabernacle receives so much more. Creation only gives glory to God, but Christ is the glory of God. Hebrews 1:3 says, speaking of Jesus Christ, "who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person." Creation is no match for salvation. And though creation on the outside displays its wonder to us, on the inside it groans before God. But the tabernacle, though it has not the display of beauty on the outward appearance, in fact, Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3 says, "He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Yet on the inside of this ugly tent that you now see, there is beauty that cannot be told of. From the golden candlestick, to the golden table of showbread, to the golden altar, and indeed to the golden ark of the covenant that no man could even look upon. Indeed, though on the outward appearance of Jesus Christ, he was incarnated in flesh of human descent, on the inside was God divine. If you would like to read more about how Jesus Christ superseded the picture that the tabernacle presented, Hebrews 9 is an excellent passage describing the tabernacle as a shadow of the Messiah. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to The Stream of Fire, brought to you by www.thedivinelibrary.com. Thank you. God bless.